But he's taking care of business on his own serve so far is Cirundolo. And that in turn will allow him to put a little bit more pressure on the Djokovic serve.
5-all, 40-love. Cirundolo from the president's box end to the backhand of Djokovic. Great return, but Cirundolo did well to dig it out. And then Djokovic tries to flick a forehand down the line, but it was a terrific return from Djokovic. But the plus one from Cirundolo was even better.
It was miraculous, wasn't it? Great pickup from the Argentinian as they walk back to sit down. And there's the sound of Roland Garros, the sound of a Perrier bottle opening.
For the first couple of years, thought that that was the sound of Gigi as she was getting another massage. She makes similar noises.
Sort of
noises.
Sighing.
Yeah.
Could be.
There they are. They think I'm working hard doing my televisual duties, but in fact, it's another all-over job.
Jen, who has emailed us from Texas, says, do you think Djokovic will retire from injury for this match? Well, we don't know is the answer to that. There's no sign of that at the moment. He has, if you've just joined us, has extensive treatment on a right knee injury. He's obviously been troubled by it, but that's all we know. We probably won't know until actually Djokovic does his post-match press conference. And even then, he can be a little bit cryptic sometimes in his post-match interviews. We heard him, didn't we, talk before the tournament about the Pandora's box, not wanting to open the Pandora's box, about how difficult his year has been and why it's been difficult. And of course, that just got everybody talking even more.
Of course. And early in his career, for a variety of reasons, Djokovic did retire from a number of matches, but these days, he's the supreme warrior. So I would be very surprised if that happened. He's serving for the second time, though, to stay in the second set. He's serving down the middle, and the stretch backhand return is long as Barbara Krejcová breaks back against Mira Andreeva in their second set on court. Suzanne Longlen, two games apiece. Andreeva having won the first by 7-5. Heather Watson and Joe Salisbury are in action. There are three Brits, actually, on court. Simone Mathieu, because they're up against Daria Kravchuk and Neil Skupski of Britain. They won the first set 6-1, but Watson and Salisbury are 5-3 up in the second. Djokovic misses with his first serve into the tram lines. It's a rare fumble from the ball girl, but actually it ricocheted in quite an awkward manner. They're so good, the ball boys and the ball girls. They really are.
Incredibly well-drilled, well-trained.
Backhand from Djokovic to the double-hander of Cirundolo. He's onto his forehand now. Shortish ball. Djokovic might look to attack that, and he does, but Cirundolo's there to negate things. And Djokovic then, from a slightly awkward position, nets his forehand. Just got himself into a little bit of a tangle there. Chatrier almost full. Sprinkling of seats here and there are vacated for now, but I suspect a lot of people are just queuing, waiting to get back in.
The atmosphere's bubbling in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just bubbling.
15-all. Oh, Djokovic has missed that first serve by quite a distance. Little hush, crowd just wondering. Is the great man finally going to be broken, or are we going to go into a rip-roaring second set tiebreak? Cirundolo behind his baseline, waiting, watching as Djokovic double faults.
Indeed.
Double fault number two.
And there is no good time to serve them. But there is an example of where a double fault can just put so much pressure on the next serve, because it feels even bigger than it is right now.
Cirundolo potentially just 2 points away now from taking this second set. Djokovic serves. Good serve. Forehand return. That was deep from Cirundolo. And the forehand from Djokovic is long. And Francisco Cirundolo, after an hour and 54 minutes, does have two chances now to level this match at one set all.
Djokovic is not even waiting. He's already stepped right up, ready to serve, bouncing the ball in position.
But he has to wait. Wait for the crescendo to die down, and somebody again just to his right, just behind him to his right, said something, and he looked up. So he begins the ball bouncing once more. And then somebody whistles, literally as he was going to throw the ball up in the air. Come on. I mean, we're all for passion and excitement. Don't do that. For the third time, he gets ready to serve. And he does to the forehand. He's going to serve and volley, and he's done it brilliantly. It's not the first time under real pressure that he's served and volleyed. And it's a tactic that keeps working for him.
Excellent serve, and that's what did the damage. Obviously a crisp and dominant volley to follow, but the work was done by the serve. And that's 12 from 12 on break points for this set.
And of course, that means that this one is the 13th. Lucky for some. 5-6, 30-40. He's ready. He serves. Forehand return from Cerundolo. The off forehand from Djokovic. Double hander from Cerundolo. Djokovic is driving across court on the backhand side. Now he's going to play the forehand to the forehand of the Argentinian, who goes across court. Djokovic goes down the line and misses. And Francisco Cerundolo has leveled things here. Just shy of the 2-hour mark. Djokovic barks up on his box again. It was 13th time lucky in terms of the break points for the underdog. And this story on court, Philippe Chatrier, Eleanor Preston, continues to develop.
Well, Djokovic is berating his box. I think largely he's berating himself. He is not happy. Maybe the change of shirt will lead to a change of mood, but there's certainly been a momentum shift here on court, Philippe Chatrier. He's out of sorts physically. He's out of sorts emotionally right now, as you can probably still hear him shouting up at his team. Everything in Novak Djokovic's mind, everything is going against him right now.
And the forehand in particular has looked just a little fragile at times. He's sitting down, he's looking at his box, he's talking to them, he's now grabbing a bottle of something all around him. We've got the court crew who are now obviously sweeping the court, which we believe is something that he wanted done. But of course, you've got to wait till the end of the set, except in exceptional circumstances, for that to happen. A few people are standing up, milling around.
And the court was okay in the first set.
Yeah. Take a look at the stats there. And, well, Djokovic winning 63% of points on first serve, Eleanor, only 50% on second. And in comparison, Cerundolo, 75% first and second. 19 winners for the Argentinian to 16 for Djokovic. They've taken the screen off before I saw the number of unforced errors.
Well, it was an impressive performance from Cerundolo. We've talked, of course, about the man who has won more Grand Slam titles than anyone else, the world number one, the top seed here, a former champion here. We've talked a lot about him, but we should also talk about Cerundolo, because he kept coming at Djokovic. He kept forcing those break points, and he was, you know, pretty good at regrouping. He didn't then go out and drop his serve. And he was pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, and eventually, the door just opened.
Four men are holding the giant hose. I think that might be a record. I thought it was usually only three, but it's taken four of them to sprinkle the court. Jose and his mates.
Well, they've done a beautiful job. I love the dressing of a clay court. There's something about the ritual of it which is very soothing. And I think if you have, like Novak Djokovic, just dropped a set and are feeling cross and grumpy, it could do worse than just watching the slow ritualistic process of the court being swept, just to bring himself back into the moment.
Well, I mentioned that Cerundolo is attempting to reach a Grand Slam quarterfinal for the first time and beat a world number one for the first time. You have to go back a fair way for the last Argentinian to beat a world number one here, as Djokovic blocks his return. First point of the third set, long. The last time an Argentinian did it anywhere was at the US Open in 2018, when Juan Martín del Potro beat Rafael Nadal. Last time it happened here was in 2002. So 22 years ago. Miss hit off the frame from Djokovic. That's going to land in the crowd. Oh, I was going to say well caught by somebody in a straw hat, but they fumbled it. 2002, it was Kanyas who beat Leighton Hewitt in the fourth round. Sun just starting to come out again. Got a query about a call. The umpire checks that first serve from Surundalo was long, as suggested by the line judge. So 30 love. Djokovic comes in to attack the second serve, clips the top of the tape, and again gets lucky with that tape as the speed of the ball is killed. That was almost a bit of a sort of sneak attack by Djokovic. Remember that time when Federer developed that habit of, what was it called, the sneak attack by Federer? It had a little anachronism, didn't it? That's what Djokovic did there. Backhand reply now to a really slow serve. It's only 141 kilometres an hour. Backhand to backhand from the two players. Djokovic now drives it down the line. The forehand cross court from Surundalo. Same shot from Djokovic. Back down the line from Surundalo. High ball to the backhand side for Surundalo. Djokovic is going to come in and attack that with the off forehand. It's dug back into play by Surundalo. Djokovic changes the angle, goes down the line. Forehand cross court from Surundalo. Blocked back into play by Djokovic. The off forehand from Surundalo. Djokovic is there and then, oh, Surundalo having done so much good work. Knifes a backhand volley into the net.
That was poor from Surundalo. As you said, he did so well at keeping Djokovic back, keeping those ground strokes nice and deep, not allowing Djokovic to take the initiative. And then when he had the relatively easy put away, he was in position, almost had too much time, trying to do too much with a relatively simple volley.
Mira Andreeva is showing terrific resilience on court, Suzanne Longlen. You may recall she saved a couple of set points and then hit back to win the first set 7-5. She went to break up in the second, was broken back, but she's broken again. And Grisheva is now serving at 2-4, 30-all. 30-all here, first game of the third set, one set all between Novak Djokovic and Francisco Surundalo, who guides a forehand winner down the line. Caught the line. Novak just kicking a little bit of clay from in front of him, behind his baseline. Might have to put his cap back on in a moment because the sun's out in force again. Surundalo puts his first serve into the net. Tightly strung these nets, the balls really can fly away. His second serve to the Djokovic forehand. It was an off return. Djokovic had come in to take that return as quickly as possible. Now it's a forehand to forehand exchange. Angle from Djokovic, clips the top of the tape from Surundalo, goes wide. Just a spot of concern here for the Argentinian. Having got that second set, of course, the last thing he can afford to do now is be broken at the start of the third. But deuce. One bounce, two bounces, three, four. Looks up. Serves to the backhand and a stretching Djokovic can't control the return.
Well, again, Surundalo just trying to take care of business on his serve. Really important, having leveled the match, to try and maintain that positive momentum, keep Djokovic at bay, because we know how resilient Djokovic is. Injured or not injured, he will come back at you. You know that. He is one of the greatest competitors we've ever seen in sport, never mind just tennis.
Surundalo serving to his backhand. Deep return from Djokovic, who now plays the backhand drop shot. Surundalo's going to get there, and he gets lucky again with the net cord. And he holds. That net cord's having quite a match so far. The other thing I'd also say, Eleanor, we are already 2 hours and 4 minutes into this contest. We're only at the start of the third set. Djokovic played a 4.5-hour match in the last round. I mean, the way things are going here, this could easily go 4 hours. And even if he does get through, you've got to start wondering even a great fighter like Novak Djokovic, will he have enough resilience to get through a quarterfinal, a semi-final and a final as well?
And as fit as he is, he's 37 years old. As we've been saying, he hasn't played as much tennis going into Roland Garros as he might have done in years gone by. He's had some very odd, very spotty results as Djokovic, and there were all these talking points around him going in, and nothing that's happened in the last match or this match is necessarily going to put them to bed.
We're going to move away very quickly from Philippe Chatrier, because Mira Andreeva is 2 points away from a place in the quarterfinals against Varvara Krejčíková. It's 5-2, 30 love. But this match has had a few surprises, quite a few twists as well. Krejčíková's just had a rasping forehand winner. So, can she pull something out of the fire right at the death here? A packed court, Suzanne Longlen. Andreeva serves to the backhand, clips the top of the tape. 17 years of age, of course, making just her second appearance at Roland Garros. Up against the sole surviving French player in the singles draw. That was a really strong return. Now a deep ball for Krejčíková to deal with. Lots of loft on the forehand side from Andreeva, who flicks one across court. And now she's got a forehand to go back behind Krejčíková, who had to steady herself, but she's kept the point going. She's on the backhand, cross court to the backhand of Andreeva, who went down the line. Now clubs a forehand down the middle of the court. Krejčíková across court on her backhand. High ball from Andreeva. Driven forehand, clips the tape and goes wide from Krejčíková.
Well, not quite silence when Andreeva wins a point, but not the sort of noise that we were hearing earlier on in this match when Krejčíková was ahead, and you could hear it across the concourse from Court Suzanne Longlong.
Well, it's two match points for Mira Andreeva. She serves to the forehand, right into the corner that serve, but actually just past it. So a second serve to the backhand of Krejčíková, and the backhand into the net with a plus one from Mira Andreeva. So one match point is saved. French crowd still believes. Krejčíková bounces up and down. She's got the white visor on. Blue outfit for Andreeva. Blue visor serving long.
I had this argument with Simon. This is an unimportant issue at this stage, but it's grey.
Come back to you on that. Forehand down the middle of the court from Andreeva. And then the forehand just catches the line for Krejčíková. She's still alive, and she plays another forehand cross court, which must have touched the line. Andreeva continues. Backhand across court from her with lots of slice. The backhand from Krejčíková, who twice has caught the outside of the line here, facing a match point. Deep ball from Andreeva must have caught the line. Now the drop shot. Krejčíková's going to get there. She plays the forehand cross court. She leaves the court open, and Andreeva puts the ball away, throws her racket down in delight. A huge smile on the face of the 17-year-old. She is through to the quarterfinals at Roland Garros, and she's knocked out the last French player in the process.
Such an impressive young woman, Mira Andreeva, just turning and waving to the crowd. And there was a really nice moment between the two, actually, a really warm embrace. And Krejčíková's had a fantastic tournament and a wonderful experience here. What for her is her first experience of playing at a home Grand Slam. She became a naturalized French citizen, having lived in this country for more than 5 years last year. So this is the first experience she's had of having that crowd behind her. And she really made the most of it through the course of the first week. But Andreeva, well, we've been talking for a while about the big things that are to come from Andreeva. We saw signs last year, and those signs are getting ever stronger.
Well, Marion Bartoli is courtside wearing a few. We'll talk about the colour of her outfit in a moment. You're not missing anything significant on Chatrier. Djokovic is serving at love one. So while he does that, well, they're actually now waiting.
Mira,
oh, here we go.
What a moment in your very young career. You're only 17 years old, and for the first time ever, you're reaching your first quarterfinal of a Grand Slam, and it's here in Paris. What an achievement. First of all, huge congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Of course, it feels amazing. It's always tough to play against a friend.
Mesdames et messieurs, on va profiter d'applaudir et raccompagner la Française Varvara Gracheva. Merci.
Just a little bit of a delay in the interview because Varvara Gracheva is still signing balls, signing anything that's thrust in her general direction, which is great to see from her, having just lost a big match. But of course, she is the local hero. Novak Djokovic, meanwhile, has been broken at the start of set number three. So I think it doesn't look as if they're going to restart that interview with Andreeva for some time. So I'm sure that Stefan will clip up the best bits of what the 17-year-old has to say. Back here, what happened in that last service game, Eleanor?
Well, Novak Djokovic just faltered at that final moment, and Cirundolo has picked up where he's left off, really, keeping the ball deep, moving Novak Djokovic around, and the out-of-sorts world number one, well, the hole that he finds himself in has just got a little bit bigger.
He's got the first point of this third game as Cirundolo goes long. And how's your Spanish?
About as good as my Serbian and my Italian, which Novak Djokovic does seem to alternate with when he's frustrated.
He's an amazing linguist, and he's trying to go across court with a short-angled forehand with Cirundolo coming in. Can't quite do that. So 15-all. Andreeva through to play Aryna Sabalenka in the quarterfinals. Rybakina earlier victorious, and she'll now play Jasmine Paolini. That's the bottom half of the draw. Of course, top half, we've got Iga Świątek against Marketa Vondrousova tomorrow.
Battle of the Grand Slam champions.
Absolutely, that should be fun. Returns long from Djokovic, and Coco Gauff playing Ons Jabeur.
Yeah, worth remembering about Vondrousova as well is that she was runner-up here. As we were chatting about this off-air, weren't we? She was runner-up here in 2019. This was the slam that she was expected to win when she was an incredibly promising junior.
Good serve, good first serve that Djokovic managed to just about get back into play on the stretch, but he was under the cosh throughout the subsequent exchange. And a forehand wins it for Cirundolo. And having got the break, he goes to 40-15. Djokovic displaying less emotion at the moment as things threaten to get out of hand for him in this third set. Cirundolo misses as he goes down the middle. Q3, two ball boys and one ball girl, all wanting to get in on the action. Ultra keen. Second serve, backhand return from Djokovic, who's going to come in and makes a mess. If that's not too harsh a description of a little forehand drop volley that he was attempting. It came at him pretty quickly, to be fair. And then he very quickly goes back to his chair, starts shaking his leg, putting his towel around his head again. But obviously, for all Novak Djokovic fans, Eleanor, growing concern that their man might just be heading out of Roland Garros.
Well, certainly concern. I mean, we should remember as well that Novak Djokovic is incredibly resilient. He's been in this position many, many times. It is just one set all and one break of serve in this third set. And sometimes when he has these outbursts of emotion, he then, once he's calmed himself down, tends to play better. So we don't know what's going on with him physically. He's just sent, I think, an energy drink back up to be refilled. which has gone from Djokovic to ball boy, to ball boy to Wayne McEwen, Wayne McEwen to his team. So he's starting to try and find different ways to solve the problem. I still feel like this is really about Djokovic. I don't feel as though Cirundolo, as talented as he is and as capable and experienced as he is, I don't feel as though he's played a lights out tennis. We're not talking about a player who feeds on inspiration and is playing out of his mind. He's playing well. Djokovic is just putting in a very puzzling and perplexing performance, and as we said, it may be that he is still suffering from this knee problem. If you just switched on, just woken up perhaps, wherever you are in the world, Novak Djokovic, having romped through the first set, then started to clearly feel some kind of discomfort with his knee, had a lot of treatment on the right knee, and ever since then has really struggled to regain momentum.
And there is another uncharacteristic error with a forehand volley at the net to give the first point of the fourth game to Francisco Cirundolo. Are Australians waking up about now? I don't know, you had them getting up at 2:30 in the morning a couple of days ago.
They could roll over in bed, see this scoreline, and then they'll be awake.
Yeah, for sure. It's love 3, love 15, one set all. Djokovic goes across court with a forehand, sliding forehand deep from Cirundolo. Now he's playing the backhand side of the world number one, who goes down the middle of the court, runs round, plays the forehand drop shot. That's a good one. Cirundolo gets to it. Up goes the drop volley from Djokovic. Back goes Cirundolo. He plays the tweener. It's over Djokovic's head, but it's also beyond his baseline.
And Cirundolo just a bit cross with himself. And the tweener always looks great and always gets a big round of applause and people love it. It's such a low percentage shot. You do often think if you actually just ran round and hit it in a less complicated way, you'd probably have a higher chance of winning the point.
15 all. Djokovic has put his cap back on because the sun seems to be out to stay for a while at least, although shadows are starting just to cross Chatray. The umpire's chair is now in the shade. And, well, I don't know how gradual it'll be, but a shade will continue to encroach the court as this third set develops. Second serve for Djokovic. Skidded off the service line. Backhand into the backhand corner of Cirundolo. I do not believe it, for I think the third or maybe the fourth time, he's got a very lucky break with a net cord.
Yes. Cirundolo does seem to be in the credit column when it comes to net cords so far in this match. And I think Novak Djokovic already feels like the world's against him.
John from Wolverhampton's been in touch. He wants to know whether this is just a classic ploy from Djokovic. I have seen it over the years. You never quite know what's going on. But there does certainly seem to be something wrong. He's stretched for a forehand volley, having come in behind the serve, and he looks to be limping again. He's won that point. The forehand volley was good enough to win the point, but he doesn't look right.
He doesn't look right, and I think it's worth remembering with injuries sometimes in the course of a tennis match that they can come and go. You know, your body warms up, the joint, if there's an issue in a joint, it can get more mobile. He's had some treatment that will have improved things. He may have been given a painkiller. I didn't notice if he took any pills during that injury timeout, but you know, all of those things, the word ploy, I think, is quite accusatory.
Yes.
And actually, I think it's sometimes with any player, it's actually that the injury can, you know, you can run off certain conditions. You can take things that make it feel better.
John from Wolverhampton, consider your knuckles wrapped by Lady Eleanor for that suggestion. Backhand to backhand, and Djokovic stumbling backwards and netting the ball. And Cirundolo has an opportunity now to go 4-love up in this set. A couple of people were asking us a little earlier whether Novak would pull out of the match. I still don't think he will, but
he could still win this match. He could, you know, this set maybe, if Cirundolo breaks here, may have gone.
Trying to put some pep into that first serve down the middle, 196 kilometres an hour, but it was just a fraction long.
But this is Novak Djokovic. He's a fighter. He's resilient. He's a champion.
Second serve, he's going to serve and volley again. He doesn't need to as he came in. Cerundolo was perhaps distracted, netted his return, and he's gesticulating again at his box, which has been a recurring theme in this match.
Just getting a little translation from Stefan.
Somebody's telephone went off during that point, and the umpire was just saying, put your phones on silent, please. Deuce, love three, world number one. In a hole on Chatrier, trying to dig himself out of it. That'll help. Forehand returns miles wide from Cerundolo. Hello to Rick. First time he's listened to us. It's his first time in years that I've had total access to the French Open. Radio, well, we call it Roland Garros, French Open, as I don't have a TV. Well, Ricky, that is Ricky. I mean, we've been here for years. We've been looking for you.
Gigi was saying more than 15 years. She doesn't look old enough, does she?
No. Well, actually, she does after that late finish yesterday. Forehand cross court. She went, thank you for saying that. Forehand cross court's long.
You're in so much trouble. Laura Beckham on Twitter has said, Sabre, sneak attack by Roger.
That's it. How can I have forgotten that? Thank you, Laura. Deuce. If he goes a double breakdown in this set, then surely that'll be curtains.
Famous last words.
I mean just curtains in this set. I don't mean in the match. Forehand return into the net from Cerundolo. He's talking about the shadow creeping across the court. It comes over very quickly, doesn't it?
It really does. It's already engulfed the tram line right in front of the umpire's chair. Stretching now midway across the service boxes as it moves from left to right as we see it.
Djokovic to the forehand. He's got a game point here. Forehand to forehand. The off forehand from Cerundolo. That was good. It had a bit of extra pep. And it forces Djokovic into an error on his backhand wing. So deuce again. And the crowd just a little subdued. I think they can't quite work out what is going on in front of them.
I think they're in the same position we are, is they're looking at Djokovic, they're watching, is he limping, what's going on, he's had treatment, is he hurt?
He's coming into serve and volley again, and that's a lovely, lovely little backhand volley touch, stretching forward, acute angle, Cerundolo came racing in, tried to get to it, but that S&V tactic has worked very well in the main for Djokovic.
Well, particularly because his volleys are so good, that was wonderful, wasn't it? And Cerundolo was trying to get there, and the ball was just, every time Cerundolo came a bit nearer, the ball moved further away.
Game point, Djokovic to the forehand, stretch return deep from Cerundolo, who's slicing on his backhand now. The double hander from Djokovic is into the net.
Very, very patchy performance from a tennis perspective, irrespective of what's going on with him physically. And of course, those two things are not unconnected. But some uncharacteristic errors from Djokovic, muddled in with some great play.
So deuce again, served down the middle. High return is long from Cerundolo. He gives a sarcastic thumbs up to his box after that, a la Andy Murray. Just looking at the unforced error count. 28 now from Djokovic to go with his 27 winners. 21 unforced errors from Cerundolo to go with his 31 winners. He's waiting in the shadows. Djokovic serves to his backhand. He comes in again, digs out a half volley, but this time the serve came back low and hard, and he couldn't control that half volley on the forehand side. It drifted wide.
And is it me, or is Novak Djokovic serving and volleying more than he normally does?
Definitely.
I know we've talked a lot about Radio Roland Garros, about it being a great tactic on clay. It's very effective against all sorts of players, and we've seen lots of players use it. But this is not something that we see from Novak Djokovic time and time again, and I think since he's had that treatment.
Yeah, and of course, once it stops becoming a surprise tactic, Cerundolo will be able to work out how to deal with it. That backhand is driven into the backhand corner by Djokovic. He got hold of that one okay.
Do you feel that he's perhaps trying to keep the point short?
Which makes sense, obviously, if he's hurting. And equally, Cirundolo has got to do everything he can to make Djokovic come forward. The drop shot obviously is going to work a treat, moving from side to side. Test out that knee. Good serve, and the return's into the net. It is a hole. Djokovic is on the board at last in set number three.
He's still shouting at his team. Hands out.
Taylor Fritz and Casper Ruud will be on court Suzanne Longland shortly for their round of 16 battle. That court has been vacated by Mira Andreeva, who did finally conduct her interview with a very decorated-looking Marion Bartley, who had a free-flowing gown on. I do want to ask you again, that, I mean, your blues and greens seem to merge into one. Djokovic's backhand return is wide.
Well, the blue had nothing to do with it because it was a grey dress.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it was the grey that was green.
No, you said the grey was blue and I said the grey was grey.
So there was no green in it?
There was no green anywhere near it. But, I mean, who knows? That you, I don't know. I often wonder if, and our expert listeners, someone will know this, if colours are gendered. Is men and women see colours differently?
Clearly we do.
Well, I just think there might be some evidence to suggest that. And I've had similar arguments at home about this. And I mean, I think sometimes what there is just a difference in how we view colours.
15-0, 3-1, Cirundolo serving to the forehand. Deep return from Djokovic, who's racing around, looking okay with his movement there and flicking a great backhand. He's got the ball again, he's driven one down the line. Good defending from Cirundolo, not a great volley at the net from Djokovic. He would have been passed, he should have been passed. There was a big gap down the line, but Cirundolo couldn't find it.
And if Novak Djokovic can extricate himself from the situation he finds himself in, Cirundolo is going to have to try and forget moments like that, because that was a very, very makeable passing shot. Djokovic was stranded. He was covering the ball. He went to hit the forehand. He knew exactly what he was trying to do. And that could be a big miss.
Forehand return now from Djokovic back down the middle of the court. And there's the drop shot tactic that we've been advocating. It's an obvious one. Djokovic doesn't move from behind his baseline. And Marie from St. Kitts has made a good point as well. She says, depending on how serious the injury or the niggle is, Novak must be thinking towards Wimbledon and the Olympics as well. So would that affect whatever decision he might be contemplating?
Possibly. I mean, I'm not sure he's thinking that far ahead right now. He's probably just thinking about the match in front of him, but depends what's wrong, doesn't it? It could just be he slightly strained his knee. It could be a tight hamstring.
Oh, Cirundolo has just blazed a forehand right onto Djokovic's baseline. And Novak just looked down. It wasn't too far away from him, but he was never going to get to it. There was just that look of, oh, he's now finding the lines when he needs to.
I mean, you would assume, whatever the outcome of this match, that Novak Djokovic will go and get, at the very least, an MRI scan, have a look, check out what's happening, and from that point, he can make informed decisions.
Well, he managed to block a return there, but Cirundolo smashes an inside-in forehand to win the game and extend his lead to 4-1 in the third set. It's one set all on court Philippe Chatrier after 2 hours and 28 minutes.
But it's a really valid point. This is such a congested time of year anyway, and then you throw the Olympics into that schedule and it's back-to-back-to-back major events. And Novak Djokovic has made no secret of the fact that the Olympics is such a huge goal for him. He's been disappointed so many times. He, of course, has got a bronze medal, but he's not a bronze medal kind of a guy, is he, Novak Djokovic? He wants to add that gold to his collection. And we know what that means to him. But as I said, I'm not sure any of that will be going through his head right now, but certainly after the match, that will be something to think about. But he's not right, is he? Whatever is going on is affecting how he's playing.
And because of the serious nature of this match and the state that the world number one finds himself in, are fruit survey has been put on hold, but Lady Eleanor, with her incredibly efficient-looking paperwork, has got everything up to speed. I mean, we know exactly how many votes each fruit has got. Oh, no, there's the... Oh, no, we do know exactly how many votes each fruit has got. You'll have to stay with Lady E and the Empress until the very end tonight, and it'll be worth doing that because the evening match features Sasha Zverev, who survived a big scare a couple of days ago, up against Holger Rune, who survived a big scare 4 days ago. But both men have made it through to the round of 16. I'm going to very much enjoy listening to you two, and the final fruit tally will be checked at the end of that match, and whatever fruit wins, I will endeavour to bring in and share with the team tomorrow, along with a sharp knife for this pineapple that otherwise is going to wither and die very quickly. Unless you want to try something with your teeth, forehand cross court from Djokovic to win the first point of the sixth game.
Well, Empress Shiji insists that she has found something on YouTube that shows you how to eat a pineapple without cutting it up and without making a mess. I have my doubts, I have to say, and I'm slightly worried about all the technical equipment that we have around here and spending the rest of Roland Garros with a desk that's all sticky. And equipment that's covered in pineapple juice.
Well, you know what happened this morning earlier. I mean, Courtney, who's an accident waiting to happen, he's flooded a hotel, he destroyed a soap dispenser in his Airbnb last week, and today he managed to splatter the remains of my lovely strawberries all over the floor, and Stefan was down under the desk for about 10 minutes. I hastened to add he was down there to clean up the strawberries.
Hurricane Courtney. The whirlwind of Walsh.
Nice little touch from Cerundolo to get back to 15-all, with Djokovic serving at 1-4. Well, I shall look forward to listening to the Empress actually opening that pineapple on air tonight. Djokovic misses his first serve. Shadow now halfway across the court. Second serve to the backhand of Cerundolo. Djokovic is playing another drop shot. Cerundolo is going to get to that. Plays one back. Djokovic is going to get to that. But Cerundolo had covered it, but he was stretching a little awkwardly on his backhand side, and he nets. Might feel, certainly sounds as though he feels he should have done a little better with that. Taylor Fritz and Casper Ruud are warming up on court Suzanne Longlen, ahead of what should be a terrific match between those two. Djokovic 1-4, 30-15, going across court with his plus one. Oh, an absolute fizzer of a running forehand winner from Cerundolo.
It's the best shot that he's hit so far in this match, and Novak Djokovic sportingly just turning to applaud him. It was a full-blooded, full-throated running forehand down the line. Just caught the line.
Our resident botanical artist, Sandrine, has been in touch about colour and gender. I'll let you read her email in due course. 1-4, 30-all. Forehand return is long from Cerundolo.
Yes, as you can imagine, we have been slightly neglecting your emails and tweets. We just can't take our eyes off this match. Novak Djokovic, well, he's in a bit of trouble here, and he's suddenly starting to look every inch his 37 years.
He is. He's looking to serve to the backhand. Cerundolo is still in a patch of the sunlight behind his baseline. Second serve is returned cross court on the backhand side. Djokovic again looking to end the point as quickly as possible with a backhand down the line. Misses. It's exactly what you've been saying, Eleanor. He doesn't want to be getting involved in, you know, 10, 12, 15 shot rallies.
But he's taking very short steps between points, isn't he? Not quite limping, but not moving with much fluidity as he walks around the court. He's got a touch of the Andy Murray's, you know, where he looks slightly stooped and taking these slow steps.
Well, Cerundolo hasn't made him do anything with that point, though, because the backhand return is netted. So, advantage to Djokovic. Cirundolo goes and stands in that patch of sunlight again, just in front of the president's box on the ad side. Djokovic in shadow at this near end, bouncing the ball diligently as always. The abbreviated toss-up and then the serve into the net. Back he goes. Cirundolo doesn't really change his return position for the second serve. Serves down the middle. Forehand return is long. Djokovic holds and now goes down on his... On his haunches? What's that expression? Yes. Sort of squats down. And now walks back towards his chair. I think he's just going to take his cap off because he is now... Well, the court now is... Well, maybe he's not. Predominantly in shadow. He took the cap off. He's changing his racket. He's put the cap back on, though. There is still a patch of the court where he's going to go and stand to receive now. We'll be in the sunshine. So he won't get rid of it just yet.
But as the evening draws in here at 7:15 local time in Paris, obviously the temperature will drop a little bit. It may be that he just wanted a racket with a different string tension just to adjust to the conditions.
Serve down the middle is a really good serve, and stretching on the backhand side, Djokovic can't guide the ball into play.
We were watching Djokovic practice earlier on court, Philippe Chatrier, and he was certainly trying out different rackets, different string tensions, just to see what would work best in the conditions.
Cirundolo 4-2, 15-love. It's one set all. If you're just joining us on Radio Roland Garros, I'm Marcus Buckland alongside Eleanor Preston. Djokovic breezed through the first set, losing just one game, but picked up an injury that we still aren't entirely sure of. Early in the second, had treatment, and ever since then, it's been a totally different match, and he's just pulled out of that exchange altogether. Just did not attempt to go after a ball that, you know, was not a drop shot by any means. 30-love. I am starting to get very concerned for the world number one. Cirundolo's serving body serve, pushed back into play. Now the drop shot. Djokovic gets to that, drops one in return, and the pass is wide from Cirundolo. Okay, a little bit of hope for Djokovic fans. He did go after that, and he got it.
Well, a little bit of frustration, I think, for Cirundolo fans, because there were many other things he could have done, and Cirundolo just needs to be careful, because Djokovic, like I said, when he's a wounded animal, he will come back at you. Just a few errors from the Argentinian. This could be a more one-sided scoreline.
Stretch forehand return from Djokovic. The plus one is hammered away by Cirundolo, and again, rather weary, pained looking Djokovic just moves across his baseline into the slither of sunlight that is still very apparent on court Philippe Chatrier.
Yes, that shadow now has almost reached the other tram line on the opposite side of the court from the umpire's chair.
And that's a great serve out wide to the Djokovic forehand. It's an ace. That's Cirundolo's first ace of the match. Surprisingly, 189 kilometres an hour, and it extends his advantage in this third set. They sit down with Djokovic poised to serve at 2-5. It's one set all. Casper Ruud and Taylor Fritz are just underway on court Suzanne Longlet.
And if you haven't been tuned in to us, or you've just woken up, or you've been busy, or you've been at work, or... I mean, we will accept some excuses for not listening to Radio Roland Garros at least 24 hours a day. But
they have to be pretty good excuses, lady.
They have to be very, very good excuses. But you may have missed, Daniil Medvedev is out of the tournament, beaten, of course, by Alex Dimonor. I think the first time the Australians have had a player at this stage of the tournament on the men's side for 20 years or so. So.
Wow.
Obviously, they had a champion here with Ashley Barty in 2019. But a big result for Alex Dimonor. Certainly a huge upset. Having dropped the first set, managed to come back. I'm sure Courtney Walsh is going to have to do a bit of work typing out reports on that one. I mean, about time, frankly.
Well, yeah, unless he's going around breaking things.
He's very busy.
very clumsy.
A note on colour from Sandrine, your usual resident botanical artist here. I love that we have a resident botanical artist. I haven't been in touch yet this year, but I'm here. We all indeed see colours differently, but it is not depending on gender. It depends on how many rods and cones we have in our eyes, which defines how much colour we see and how much we see them.
Mm.
If you see two different colours, it's not because you're male and female. It's because Marcus and Simon are wrong and you're right.
She does not say that, does she? No, she doesn't. I've got her email. How many rods and cones have you got in your eyes? That attempted forehand inside in down the line from Djokovic misses, serving to stay in the set. Rods and cones?
I know. I feel further reading may be required.
Yes. Well, further treatment is probably required for Novak Djokovic as he desperately attempts to stay in this set. That'll help. Ace out wide to the backhand. Ace number four for Djokovic.
And he's needed them. Certainly the best way of keeping the point short is to serve an ace.
Can he find another one here? He's looking to go to the forehand. Deep return, half volley from Djokovic. Now he plays a forehand low across the court. Miss hit forehand from Cerundolo. Just what Novak needs. A couple of relatively stress-free points. Thudding sound of a ball girl returning to her position at the back of the court. Now the sound of the balls being bounced again by Djokovic. Goes down the middle. That's a good serve. Stretch forehand return is way long. Casper Ruud held on to his opening service game against Taylor Fritz on court Suzanne Longlen. Surprise early today in the men's doubles. The Tsitsipas brothers knocked out the fourth seeds. Terrific day for Stefanos and his younger brother. And that's another good serve from Djokovic. Cerundolo was stretching on his forehand side. He went back across court. There was no control. So that is a comfortable hold. But now the hard work really begins for the world number one, because Cerundolo has got an opportunity to serve out for a 2-1 lead. I suspect the crowd will get very involved over the next few minutes. Crowd over on the right-hand side from where we're looking, still bathed in sunshine. And Cerundolo is ready, with the court now completely in shadows. Forehand return from Djokovic onto his backhand, to the backhand side of the Argentinian, who then makes room for himself, tries to go for the inside-in forehand and nets.
And again, just littering the play with a few errors, Cerundolo.
Here comes that crowd involvement. Love 15. Oh, awkward serve. Djokovic got it back, but it reared at him. And he, again, just looked really uncomfortable on his feet. And now he's put his hand up to his head, wandering around like a lost soul behind his baseline. 5-3, 15 all. Cerundolo waits. Now he serves to the backhand. Deep return from Djokovic. Off forehand from Cerundolo. Cross court on the backhand from Djokovic. Double hander again from Djokovic to the double hander of Cerundolo. They're exchanging backhands until Cerundolo opens up an off forehand. It's a clean winner. Just took one step to his left. Opened up his forehand wing, which can be absolutely ruthless. That was 30-15.
And each of those forehands, those whipping, ferocious forehands of Cerundolo's, well, that will further just chip away at Novak Djokovic.
It's a very soft serve, but Djokovic wasn't able to capitalise on it. And then the forehand down the line from Cerundolo is long. He's annoyed with himself. 152 kilometres an hour, only that serve. Sometimes you vary things up, it can surprise the receiver. Djokovic didn't really capitalise on that. Didn't matter, though. Right. Crucial couple of points here. Djokovic could get himself back on serve, or he could find himself by 2-1 in a real battle facing the wrong way. Cirindlo's missed his first serve. Oh, the second serve. Guess what? His best friend, the net cord, has come to his rescue again. Fifth time, I reckon, Elena.
Certainly. And Djokovic was... took that with equanimity. And that was a great first serve from Cirindlo, one of the best he's played in this game. There was no taking the power off on that occasion, was there?
No, and it kicked up a little bit as well. Djokovic was trying to take it early, flew off his strings, and that brings up a set point for Francisco Cirindlo to open up a 2-1 lead. Serves to the forehand. The return is into the bottom of the net from Novak Djokovic, who again is walking very, very gingerly back to his chair. Now, we're going to keep a close eye on him, of course. He looked at the umpire, but he's sitting down. He's having a word with the umpire. There's no sign that he's saying, that's it, I quit. But if he's going to win this match now, Elena, a match that's already been on court for 2 hours and 45 minutes, having come through a 4-hour, 29-minute contest in the early hours of yesterday morning, he's going to have to surprise, I think, even us with a demonstration of resilience.
He's just having a conversation with the umpire now. We can't quite hear what they're saying. But I'm wondering if Djokovic is asking if he can have further treatment.
Cirindlo's gone off court. Djokovic is just sitting there. The conversation has been completed. They're painting the court again. Ah, here comes the physio. So he is able to have some more treatment.
It's whether he can have a full medical timeout, which would be 3 minutes, or whether this is just a quick assessment.
It's a shame we can't hear. Quite often you are able to decipher these sorts of conversations. So we've got the trainer, we've got the doctor, we've got the tournament organiser. What's his official title, Wayne McEwen?
Referee,
sorry, yeah. He's there, he's put a sweater on. And we've got our four friends with the hose. Almost, it's a fifth one involved this time. Although he's sort of leaning against the... Oh, I think he's in charge of actually turning the tap on and off at the side there. So Djokovic surrounded by three men.
Actually, three men and a woman in the middle.
Where's the woman?
The third figure that you can see on the far side of the court. There are five of them all together. One of them's female.
Oh, with the hoses?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said there was a woman surrounding Djokovic. I thought, I've lost my eyesight.
No, sorry. I was talking about the hoses.
Oh, yes, the hoses. You're quite right. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's three men and a woman, and the other guy who's in charge of, I think, the power with which the water comes out of the hose. Right, the doctor has done his bit.
The physio is off.
I don't know if Novak was... given a tablet?
Really hard to see from this angle, and we weren't able to see it on our TV monitor, but perhaps you've eagle-eyed, if you're doing what lots of people do, which is to have Radio Roland Garros in your ears and watching things on TV, sometimes you see things that we don't.
Mm.
I think what we can all see is that Novak Djokovic is in trouble here. He's physically impaired. Things are not going his way. He looks disconsolate sitting at change of ends. He's got a heavy frown. The brow is furrowed. He's staring straight ahead. I wonder what's going through his mind. Is it a decision whether to continue or not?
Well,
I mean, he's not a player who retires.
He isn't, but as you rightly said, it's such a congested time of the year, and Despite the fact that he's not won a title so far in 2024, I think he'll go to Wimbledon as most people's favourites on grass. So does he start to think...